The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Sheriff Chuck Wright in Spartanburg County, along with other local pastors, gathered at Family Physicians of Spartanburg over on Reedville Road to simply pray, to pray for the safety of medical professionals, first responders, and for our country. You know, there was the story of the pastor in Florida, I believe it was, who was arrested this week because he had just, he'd had church. And, you know, I've been saying over and over, the only way we're going to get through this is leaning on God, is to pray. The only way for us to flatten that curve is to get on our knees more often and pray for God's help. And that's exactly what Sheriff Chuck Wright did last night. Joining me for a few minutes on the 94.5 The Answer guest line, Spartanburg County Sheriff Chuck Wright. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great, my friend. How are you today?
I am wonderful. So, I mean, what times we are living in now, Sheriff. Did you ever think that you would see some of the situations that we're experiencing right now?
No, I can say honestly, I never thought that I'd see this kind of stuff going on, but you know, Joey, this just gives us an opportunity to do what is right and show people that, you know, we as Christians are way more than just talk.
Yeah, good point. So you invited some folks to join you yesterday for prayer. Talk with us about that.
Well, I didn't come up with this idea. I'm married to an incredible lady, and she and I were talking after prayer, and you know, this just came out of that. And basically what we're doing is we're calling this thing Shine and Pray. And it's a way to gather safely in our vehicles and gather around a medical facility or a fire department or a police station or an EMS station. Whoever is out there having to deal with this stuff on the front line, stay in your vehicle and pray for 15 minutes to shine your light on the building. Just kind of as a representation of Christ being the light. And wow. Yeah, it worked out really good last night. We had about 30 people show up, and we stayed in our cars, and we turned our lights on, and we just got rid of the distractions of the world and prayed for strength and encouragement for our medical personnel, our police, fire, and EMS, and you know all the people that have to be out there on the front line to do what they're doing to help protect us.
Yeah. Wow, what a story. God bless you and all of you for doing this. Is this something that you feel like you'll be doing more often? Is it something that you want to encourage others to do as well?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to be the one to go and pray for every single business. I'm asking the churches, the individual groups to get together and do this. But you see, we can do this still with social distancing because we want to follow along the guidelines that we've been set forth and listen to our governor with social distancing. So you don't have to have 30 people. You don't have to have 10 people. Sure. Your family can go sit in a parking lot. And, you know, I suggest, though, first of all, if you're going to go sit in a medical facility or anywhere like that, just go ahead and call ahead and let them know that's what you're
sure.
doing.
Sure.
Or put a sign in your car saying, hey, praying for you right now. Something, so because we have to take care of our medical facilities and make sure people are not going in and out of those things that don't need to be there. But it's basically to just ask God's protection and strength for them. Give them energy. Keep their spirits lifted. You know, we have to have hope. And the only hope that we have right now, for sure, and even in the past, has been Jesus Christ. So this is a very easy thing that we can do, that we don't have to come in contact with people, and we can sit there and pray and ask our God to help us get rid of this. And I want to remind everybody, Jesus Christ raised Lazarus from the dead. He healed a woman just because she had enough faith and knew that Christ was so powerful. If she touched the hem of his garment, she was healed. You know, he made blind people see. He made crippled people walk. This COVID-19 thing is just another opportunity for Christ to show his love for us. And it's our way, too, of being respectful and showing our appreciation to all of our first responders.
Sure. And what a message, Sheriff. With me on the 94.5 The Answer guest line, Spartanburg County Sheriff Chuck Wright. None of that has changed. Jesus Christ is still there for us. He's still performing those miracles every day. And as I've said since we've started dealing with this, he's our answer if we'll just rely on him.
Yes, he is. Now, you know, I just want to encourage everybody. I know it's aggravating to social distance. Don't go places. Don't do this. Don't do that. But it's necessary, you know, to flatten that curve, as you said, so that the brilliant minds that we have can come up with something that'll help us either with an inoculation for it or some way of making life better for us. I agree with the president. When we do pop out the other side of this, the day's going to be much brighter. Things are going to get back to somewhat normal, but what it is doing right now is causing families to actually sit down at the dinner table together and get to know one another a little better. I mean, that's a good thing.
Yeah, it is a good thing, and we should take advantage of this time together and do things with our family and pray together, spend more time. I know my wife Peg and I, every night we pray, but we've spent more time in prayer because there's so many needs out there, and this is just a good time to again lean on Christ. Quickly, Sheriff, tell me about the men and women at the Spartanburg County Sheriff's Office. How are you guys dealing with this?
Well, we're following the rules like everybody else is. We're trying to not have anything close contact. Our deputies and our police, our police, fire, EMS, they're very different. We have to be hands-on with people. I mean, that's just a part of it, you know, but we're using the gloves, the mask, and whatever else protection that we have. Our detention center is doing a super good job of making sure that everybody is checked before they come in, a series of questions. You know, our nursing staff that we have over there. So we're doing the same things that you guys are doing. It's very aggravating for us, too, but it's worth it. I mean, it is worth not having one case to come into our department. So, you know, I do ask you if you would like to join in on this. And you don't have to be anything organized. You just simply call a few friends, you know. And there are men and women in this county and in the surrounding counties, too, that will pray and don't mind doing it. So call a friend on the phone and go, look, we're going to meet at this medical facility. Again, if you have time, either call them or make sure you put a sign in your car saying we're sitting here praying for you at this time. You know, just let them know what you're doing, because most medical personnel, like the hospital, they have security staff to make sure that people are not, you know, messing around, breaking in cars, what have you.
Right.
So,
And that's the last thing. That's the last thing we. That's the last thing we want to do is for them to be calling Sheriff Wright to come check this suspicious vehicle out in their parking lot.
If they call me, if they call me and I go out there and they're praying, I'm just going to join in with a prayer. How's that?
There you go. Shine and pray. What a great idea. Hey, Sheriff, God bless you. I'm just so proud that you're my sheriff and appreciate what you do every day.
Well, listen, we can get through this together if we rely on the king. And the king is still sitting on his throne. He has never been defeated. You know, we're going to celebrate his resurrection in 2 weeks.
Yep.
You know, that stuff wasn't some fairy tale. That really happened.
Yes.
He really bore our sins on the cross, died just for us.
Right.
And my pastor said something that hit me right between the eyes. He said, if you were the only person in the world, he would have still died just for you.
Right.
You know, God don't need us, but he wants us.
Yeah. Yeah. Very, very, very strong message. Sheriff, have a safe day, and we pray for you every day as well.
Thank you, my friends. God bless y'all. And listen, there's hope here. Hold fast. God's got this.
Yes, there is. Sheriff Chuck Wright.